Well, for Melbourne and Victoria, these are today's headlines from the Herald Sun. Parents were being urged to not bring their sick children to the Royal Children's Hospital Emergency Department on Monday night. It comes as a top doctor is warning the state's healthcare crisis will continue well past Christmas. 100 children were kept waiting in emergency last night, facing wait times of up to 12 hours. The RCH is urging parents to consider alternatives such as nurse on call. It comes just days after Victoria's health system was placed under new measures to combat increasing demand amid COVID's fourth wave. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Herald Sun at heraldsun.com.au or download the app from the App Store. The teenage victim of a suspected gang attack lay dying along the St Kilda foreshore with a knife still inside him in front of hundreds of shocked beachgoers relishing the first weekend of summer. Hashim Mohammed, 18, was killed in what police are investigating as a potential act of daylight gang violence. Mr. Mohammed died at the Alfred Hospital after being set upon by armed assailants who left him for dead and fled along Jacka Boulevard. A handful of depraved bystanders filmed the dying teenager as police and paramedics desperately tried to save him. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Sinkholes are creating havoc on central Victorian properties, wiping out sections of roads and even appearing in schoolyards. Police officers at Campaspe shared a picture of the road to Rutherglen, urging motorists to never drive through floodwaters. The photo shows a gaping chasm about 6 metres wide and 6 metres deep. Primary schools at Echuca and Bendigo have also sent letters to parents about sinkholes opening on ovals and close to playgrounds. And a surprising number of Australians remain daily smokers despite fresh data indicating the number of people with the habit has fallen in the last decade. One in 10 adults, or 1.9 million people, identified as someone who regularly smoked one or more cigarettes, cigars or pipes per day, according to the Australian Bureau of Statistics. For more updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at heraldsun.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
I'm Andrew Rule, the host of the podcast A Life in Crimes. Here are some of the things that we've been talking about the last few weeks. The brutal truth is that when you start looking at it, they always kill or injure a lot more than each other.
The professional hitman used to be a professional hitman.
Evil strikes in all forms, but particularly as stupidity. Life and Crimes is available wherever you get your podcasts.